This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on July 16th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item is item number 13, motion to set priorities and scheduling on pending enforcement matters. This is Commissioner Walther's item, and Commissioner Walther has apparently stepped out. So I don't know whether we should take a brief recess to determine whether a couple minutes. Thank you all for your patience. The next item is motion to set priorities and scheduling on pending enforcement matters. And this is a memorandum that was written by Commissioner Walther, and perhaps you would like to present the matter, Commissioner?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is it's all in my memorandum. There's really nothing more to add. I've been concerned about Commissioner Weintraub is making a proposal with respect to going forward, what we're going to do. I'm concerned, in addition to that, of course, is taking a look at where we are and trying to develop a plan to, I think, pick up and bring forward some of these cases that have been languishing for some period of time. And it's hard to say, as we sit here, well, we're behind. We need to get going on this, because we've been doing that, and we did it earlier at this meeting. But we have some matters behind us, and I think that the only way that was make it easy to get the point across was to have take the time to really put a chart together to show really where we are and where we are not. My own opinion, I think we're way behind the eight ball in terms of fulfilling our duty to dispose of these matters in a sufficiently prompt manner. Now, having said that, the theory here is to just go forward and not try and worry about all the various reasons why we're where we are. But we do have some matters pending for just pending before us, with nothing left to do but for us to vote for 3 years, 2 years, over a year. And all they have to do is come before us, and we can vote yes, no. We can deadlock, as everyone knows. But there's very few issues there that are statute of limitations sensitive. This is not designed to interfere with anything that's a statute of limitations sensitive. Or maybe if there were a case, and it has been the case, where we will stay a case depending on a collateral criminal matter or a potential criminal matter. In this, under Directive 10, all we have to do is just a move to take this matter up or change the order. But here I'm talking mostly about age, some of these that have been sitting here for so darn long. I think it's important to try and develop a plan. So my thought would be that we would commit to resolving this deadlock and give ourselves some deadlines, just like Commissioner Weintraub wants to do with respect to adopting a policy going forward. This is adopt a policy to allow us to go forward without this baggage. So we have 73 matters that are pending, and some have been, as you can see, over 3 years. Some have been over 2 years, with nothing left for us to do but meet and vote. We can solve this problem. All we have to do is meet and vote. It'll take a commitment on our part to actually say, yes, we're going to dispose of these, and let's take a look at how fast we've been going and get it done. And so that's the reason why I put it together. I would like to get the support for that. I'd made a suggestion that we ought to meet at least twice a week for a number of weeks and see how fast we're able to do this. And there was a time when we did this a few years ago, and we got the backlog behind us. But it wasn't a backlog that was generated by a commissioner in action. So that's the theory. There's not much more to say. All of the things that Commissioner Weintraub said today about the various reasons why that's good to move quickly and They're all in here, and they do affect the public. They affect the respondent. They affect the complainant, and I think the staff, because there's been so many times, a number of times, when the same person will come before us once and again and then again and then again, waiting for us to actually act. So, in the West, there's the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So I did my best to bring the water to the horse to see what happens.
Let me take a prerogative, because as chair, I'm in charge of and have responsibility for setting the meeting agendas. So I'd like to say a few things at the inception. I absolutely agree with the principle that you've espoused and that was espoused earlier with respect to the backlog and our requirement and responsibility to act with great deliberation and speed in resolving those matters, both for the public as well as for all of the people involved in the matters themselves. And I do think that we can and should be resolving more matters. But I do want to explain to those members of the public who are here how the agenda has been set and is set, so that there's no misunderstanding. We always coordinate with the Vice Chairman's office, the Office of General Counsel, and the Staff Director. And it's, you know, been at least my practice, and other chairs can speak for themselves on this, about how to include several matters on the executive session agenda. One, matters that are reflected in some of these, some of your chart, that have been pending before the commission for the longest period of time, matters that are easiest to resolve so that we can dispense with them and be able to advise the people who have both made complaints and who are the respondents in a quick fashion, because we can resolve those simply because they are less complex, and also to put on, at the request often of the Office of General Counsel, time-sensitive and statute of limitations imperiled matters. Sometimes this is a difficult balance to achieve, but for example, and you know, you already said you weren't going to, you didn't want to not address those issues, but on this week's executive session, 9 out of the 22 matters were on the executive, added to the executive session agenda because they are statute of limitations imperiled or otherwise time sensitive for some other reason. So, you know, I'd like to say that, number one, I also want to make very clear, because it's not entirely clear from the memorandum that you submitted, that the Office of General Counsel is blameless in this matter, and that office has been working, I believe, really hard to get us matters in a timely fashion. Sometimes with not a lot of time, and they're very responsive to us. So I want to make it clear for everybody, for the public, that this is our issue. This is not the issue of the Office of General Counsel. It's our responsibility, and it's something that we need to address amongst ourselves. But I also would like to comment, and I do have some strong feelings about this, that looking at the sort of statistics, I mean, we today added more dates, but looking at the statistics, it is not just a question of numbers of meetings that will deal with the backlog, honestly, because as was shown, I mean, last year we had a lot of meetings, but we did not resolve as many matters as have been resolved this year in the same amount of time. So much of what is necessary to happen is perhaps the directive, I believe, that we're going to continue to discuss, that Commissioner Weintraub has recommended, and that with assistance from Vice Chair Peterson, hopefully we can come to some conclusions about that. But I do not believe that, you know, meeting day to day ad infinitum is going to assist us in this process necessarily, because we do need time to contemplate these matters, to have the discussions that are necessary in order to, in advance of the meetings, in order to resolve them. So I'm and hopefully that could be resolved without the necessity of executive sessions that would be precluded given the dates that you're talking about. But in any case, is there, I think,
I would defer to the Vice Chair.
Mr. Vice Chair.
I just initially, let me just kind of reiterate something I said earlier, that I think that the proposed directive from Commissioner Weintraub, as well as this memorandum from Commissioner Walther, have certainly, to the extent we'd had in the calculus of how we approach matters, had started to kind of drift more into just concerning about, are we getting the right result, and we're not giving as adequate attention to timeliness as we should. I think we have definitely been resensitized to that, and as I mentioned earlier, that's the reason why I support adding new dates. And I share Commissioner Walther's concern about wanting to get these matters done as quickly as possible. And I think that there are a number here that we hopefully will be able to get done. And I think with the with the additional dates that we have on the schedule, as well as I know that, like I mentioned earlier, I know that the chair has been very conscientious in devising the agendas, and also in trying to move matters off the agenda, get them voted on. And I think that in light of the fact that I think that with the greater attention that the both of you have brought to this issue, I think that we are going to be able to move quicker, and I think with the efforts being made by the chair, and both in terms of adding dates and in terms of the agenda she's constructing, I think we're going to be able to start moving on some of these matters that maybe have hung out there. I mean, there are some matters that have been around for reasons that we've, you know, discussed before. You know, concerns that we've had about. We've gone through the litigation point and similar respondents and similar legal issues, but I think that I think on most of many of these, I hope that we can act quickly, and I look forward to working with my colleagues as we try to churn through these between now and the end of the year.
Thank you. Commissioner Goodman.
Well, no, I just want to echo, we need to work harder. We said this when this first came up, we need to work harder. If I give a little history, I think we were doing pretty good in 2014. But OGC had become backed up. No blame to anybody. And then in September of 2014, late September, early October, OGC got caught up and moved a lot up here. And we were probably, I don't know, I'm estimating about 35, 40 matters pending in the queue before the commission at that time, and then all of a sudden we jumped up to 70-some because of a lot came up. We spent a lot of time last October working on a rulemaking. A lot of our time was devoted to that. I had requests as chair to make lighter enforcement agendas so that we could get through the rulemaking that we voted on in October of last year. Then we tried to make up tracks in November and December. There is slippage. We're falling behind. We need to work harder. I think that's clear to all of us. When we started January 2015, there were 83 matters in our queue up here. As of April 2015, that we had 102 matters pending up here. These are statistics that Mr. Baker has been kind enough to give me. Here we are in July, and there are 92 matters pending before us right now on circulation. There has been some slippage. Looking holistically at the Commission on Resolving Matters, those are on circulation at the pre-RTB stage. Looking holistically, we did resolve 122 matters in 2014. and we have resolved, we're a little beyond the halfway point this year, we've resolved 48 this year. Now, that's not just commission action, that's enforcement. You can't always control when you reach the conciliation or when an enforcement litigation ends. But so we have our work cut out for us. And Commissioner Walter, I think the document you put together was quite illuminating. I think I know informally I tried to take older matters and promote them first. I know that this chair does that too. Sometimes statute of limitations focuses us more clearly on matters that need quick resolution. So I just want to say that I'm committed to working hard with the additional meetings, and because we've got our work cut out for us to work these through. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me give my view of the statistics and also a comment about the number of matters and why the backlog is greater. My understanding is a lot of it depends, the cases come in depending on the cycle, and that there are more cases that have come through from the Office of General Counsel based on, you know, timing of what's been there as opposed to last year. But the just for the clarity, the numbers that we have are that in 2015 there were 131 matters on the agendas. The numbers of matters that were resolved were 59, and the number that were held over was 72. In 2014, there were 117 matters on the agenda. 57 were resolved, and 60 were held over. And in 2014, there were 74 matters resolved on tally between January and June. And in 2015, 122 resolved on tally between January and June.
Just a point to clarify your numbers. That's 72 times cases were held over, 23.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's to clarify about the holdovers. Each time they were held over, it wasn't the number of cases. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'd like to add.
It was on the number
agenda.
Of unique matters that were held over. In 2014, it was 29 unique matters that were held over. And in 2015, 23 unique matters that were held over.
Right.
So I apologize. Right. At one point or another.
Right. On the current agenda, I believe there are 5 matters that are being delayed for any significant period of time for reasons that we discussed in an executive session.
But
5
yeah.
out of over 100 for any reason at all.
So, anyway, is there Commissioner Weintraub?
I don't have the statistics in front of me, so I'm not going to engage on that. I just want to say that anytime we have a substantial number of cases on our docket where we have to, you know, put them to the front of the line because they're SOL imperiled, we already know that we've got a problem. We shouldn't be looking at cases at the end of the 5-year statute of limitations. We should be. Sometimes it's inevitable. Sometimes people file the complaint late, or there's an audit, and then that generates a referral internally, or, you know, there are other things that sort of delay the onset of it. But if a complaint is filed reasonably contemporaneously with the action, we're just not doing our job right if we're not resolving them until we are worried about the statute of limitations. And the other point I want to make is that I view Commissioner Walther's proposal as not a replacement for or an alternative, but rather as complementary to the directive that I'm trying to work on. To use a different metaphor, we have to, I think what Commissioner Walther is trying to do is dig us out of the hole that we're in. And what I want to make sure is that we don't immediately fall back into another hole as soon as we dig our way out of this one. So I think they're complementary efforts. I think that Commissioner Walther's proposal would be onerous and inconvenient, and yet I am prepared to support it because I...
Thank you for that.
you know, I'll do anything that might help us to move our agenda. And I actually, you know, there's some debate amongst commissioners over whether this helps or whether it doesn't. I'll only say that in my experience, often people don't focus on the cases until they show up on an executive agenda. I mean, they're all technically on the agenda. It depends on how you define the agenda. But until they're actually calendared for a discussion, people tend to put off consideration of it. So having more meetings where there are more items calendared has in the past helped. I've seen it work. It's, as I said, onerous and inconvenient, but it's, I think it could work, could be helpful. So I'm prepared to support it.
All right. Are there any other comments? Commissioner Walter.
Yeah, I just want to, because it was picked up by the chair, this is about us. It isn't about OGC. It's the matters that are just before us. So and I'll give you my opinion. I think they do a great job. It's a very tough job. Try and please us and actually get it all done. And it's really quite good. So I'm just talking here about We have talked about how good we've been doing, but on the other hand, we still need to look and my concern is the meetings we have set up, all well and good, but we have matters still coming and coming and coming and coming, and these are still sitting and sitting and sitting, and I think unless we kind of give ourselves a boost, we might continue to slip. So I did offer, and part of the motion is not to interfere with our ability to take anything out of order, because in Directive 10 we can do that quickly and easily, and I'm sure we will. We have a statute of limitations case. Department of Justice wants us to stay a case until they have more evidence or information. There's a lot of reasons why we could quickly understand that, but at least if we look at this from an age perspective for the ones that are still sitting here, I think it would do us good. So appreciate Commissioner Weintraub's support. I think, you know, she's been steadfast in trying to move stuff along for a long time, and hopefully this proposal of hers will see the light of day.
Sisyphean task.
All right. Hearing no further discussion on the motion is the motion that's contained in your, is that the motion? Commissioner Walter, that's contained in the document. Do you have a copy of that motion, Madam Secretary?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All those in favor, please indicate. Oh, sorry.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Mr. Vice Chair.
I say that I won't be able to support the motion, but I just want to, again, say that I appreciate the effort that Commissioner Walter has put forth in doing this, and I think that this is a spur on the sides of our, you know, I'm trying to think of what would be the right, you know, Western analogy in the side of the Palomino, to get us to start galloping a little bit quicker on these matters. And I don't think that your efforts or your commitment on this issue is in vain on this. Even though I can't support this particular motion, I think that this will help us resolve matters in a more timely way.
Commissioner Goodger.
I want to echo that. There are aspects of your total, of the whole proposal, Commissioner Walter, that I actually support. It's a very inclusive, prescriptive procedure going forward. I can't support all of those prescriptions. I think we took steps to do some of it by adding some meeting dates earlier today. But I'd be happy to discuss with you further those aspects that we can support, whether formally or informally, just through discussions with the chair's office about prioritizing certain matters.
Okay. You know, surprisingly, I totally agree with you, Commissioner Goodman.
I don't know why that's such a surprise.
I must be tired. No. It's not such a surprise. The motion's on the table. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 All those opposed?
No.
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 Okay. The motion fails with Commissioner Walter and Weintraub voting aye, and Commissioners Goodman, Hunter, Vice Chair Peterson, and Ravel voting no. So there is one further item on our agenda, and That is item 14, Management and Administrative Matters. Mr. Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters the commission needs to discuss today?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
Thank you very much. Therefore, this meeting stands adjourned. And we will reconvene. It is now 20 minutes.